Section 7.2, Point System, Suspension, Revocation, and Cancellation. How many points do you get on your record for specific offenses? Here is a list of some of the more common violations. You are assigned 3 points for unlawful speed, 15 miles per hour or less over lawful or posted speed limit, parking on the highway, littering on public roads or highways, state-owned lakes or waterways, or any private property, driving during restricted hours, violation of curfew, child restraint violation. You are assigned 4 points for unlawful speed, 16 miles per hour or more over lawful or posted speed limit, reckless driving, willing and wanton, a moving violation not involving unlawful speed which results in a collision, passing a stopped school bus. You are assigned 6 points for unlawful speed resulting in a collision, leave the scene of a collision where there is more than $50 in property damage. Just about every other moving violation will result in 3 points on your license. The only violations you won't get points for, but you'll still get a citation, are driving by yourself in the high occupancy lane and not in an energy-saving vehicle, hybrid, and roller skating in the street. A quick note about moving violations, several important changes took effect here in Florida on July 1, 2005. Some are mentioned later in the course, but here is a quick rundown. You could be ticketed for a moving violation if you change lanes without using your signal lights, if you do not use your signal lights when passing another vehicle, if you operate a motorcycle with handlebars or grips that are higher than the top of your shoulders, if you do not have sufficient undercarriage clearance when crossing railroad tracks, if you drive under 50 miles per hour on a highway where the speed limit is 70 miles per hour, if your stereo system can be heard from more than 25 feet away, if you have any passengers under 18 that are not properly restrained, seatbelt, car seat, etc., or if you as the driver are under 18 and not properly restrained. Under the new primary seatbelt law, officers can stop any vehicle whenever drivers or occupants under the age of 18 are seen not wearing seatbelts. The driver is held responsible for the failure of any passenger to wear his or her seatbelt. You should also be aware that the fine for running a red light more than doubled on October 1, 2005, from $60 to $125. Florida license plate. Most folks don't realize that your license plate needs to be fully visible. Many drivers put frames around their license plate. Either you bought one because you liked how it looked, or possibly you have one that the automobile dealer gave you. Well, if it blocks any part of the plate, that frame could get you a ticket. Florida law states that the word Florida, the registration decal, and your alphanumeric designation must be clearly visible. Facts and Figures 2003-2004. These are statistics obtained from the Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles. Licensed drivers, Florida, 15,078,653. Citations issued, 4,361,619. License revoked habitual traffic offenders, 3 major traffic convictions or 15 traffic convictions in a 5-year period, 15,102. Licenses revoked DUIs, 48,836. Licenses suspended, point system, 12 points in 12 months, 18 points in 18 months, 24 points in 36 months, 23,292. Total licenses revoked, 90,901. Total licenses canceled, 13,580. Total licenses suspended, 1,619,597. As you can see from the above chart, many people get citations and their license is suspended. There's plenty of room for improvement. By improving your driving abilities, not only will you avoid getting points on your license, but you'll save money on insurance and the actual costs of the citation.